Pecar tem. Ver pecados.
Thank you.
Grace. श्री भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति ग्रंथ स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव अरविंद की
जय
इसकान विवीति फाउंडर चरे स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय
ब्रह्मचर्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की
जय
समवेत भक्त वृंद की
जय
नाम संकीर्तन की
जय
ग्रंथ राज में भागवतम की
जय
जानिता गौर प्रेमानंद और गरीब सिद्धि समग्र होती और गरीब सिद्धि समग्र होती और गरीब सिद्धि समग्र होती और गरीब और गरीब से श्री गुरु के श्री गौरांग और गरीब से श्री गुरु पाल ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 मुखं करोति वाचरं त्वां नागयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं जनतारदं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं जनतारदं श्रीमद् भागवतं कैंटो नंबर टू चैप्टर सिक्स पुरुषा सूक्त कन्फर्म text number text number three has purport Rupanam
Rupanam
Tejasam
Tejasam
Chakshur
Chakshur
Divaha
Divaha
Suryasya
Suryasya
Chakshini
Chakshini
Karnau
Karnau
Disham
Disham
Cha
Cha
Tirthanam
Tirthanam
Srotram
Srotram
Akasha
Akasha
Shabdayoho
Shabdayoho
Rupanam Tejasam Chakshur
Rupanam Tejasam Chakshur
Diva Suryasya Chakshini
Diva Suryasya Chakshini
Karnau Disham Chatirthanam
Karnau Disham Chatirthanam
Srotram Akasha Shabdayoho
Srotram Akasha Shabdayoho
Rupanam Tejasam Chakshur
Rupanam Tejasam Chakshur
Diva Suryasya Chakshini
Diva Suryasya Chakshini
Karnau Disham Chatirthanam
Karnau Disham Chatirthanam
Srotram Akasha Shabdayoho
Srotram Akasha Shabdayoho
Rupanam Tejasam Chakshur
Rupanam Tejasam Chakshur
Diva Suryasya Chakshini
Diva Suryasya Chakshini
Karnau Disham Chatirthanam
Karnau Disham Chatirthanam
Srotram Akasha Shabdayoho
Srotram Akasha Shabdayoho
Rupanam.
Rupanam
for all kinds of forms.
For all kinds of forms.
Tejasam.
Tejasam.
Of all that is illuminating.
All that is illuminating.
Chakshuhu.
Chakshuhu.
The eyes.
The eyes.
Divaha.
Divaha.
That which glitters.
That which glitters.
Suryasya.
Suryasya.
Of the sun.
Of the sun.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Akshini.
Akshini.
The eyeballs.
The eyeballs.
Karanau.
Karanau.
The ears.
The ears.
Disham.
Disham.
Of all directions.
All directions.
Cha.
Cha.
And. Tirthanam.
Tirthanam.
Of all the Vedas.
Of all the Vedas.
Srotram,
Srotram,
the sense of hearing,
the sense of hearing.
Akasha,
Akasha,
the sky,
the sky.
Shabdayoho,
Shabdayoho,
of all sounds,
of all sounds.
So before reading this translation to text three, I'll read text number two. Sarva sunam savayuscha tannase paramayane. Asvinara oshadhinam chakrano moda pramodayoho. Translation, the text number two. His two nostrils are the generating centers of our breathing and of all other airs. His smelling powers generate the Ashwini Kumara demigods and all kinds of medicinal herbs. And his breathing energies produce different kinds of fragrance. Translation to text number 3 and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. His eyes are the generating centers of all kinds of forms, and they glitter and illuminate. His eyeballs are like the sun and the heavenly planets. His ears hear from all sides and are receptacles for all the Vedas, and his sense of hearing is the generating center of the sky and of all kinds of sound. Purport. The word Tirthanam is sometimes interpreted to mean the places of pilgrimage, but Srila Jiva Goswami says that it means the reception of the Vedic transcendental knowledge. The propounders of the Vedic knowledge are also known as the Tirthas. One of the names of Krishna is Tirtharaj. Tirtharaj. Okay, text number 4. Tad gatram vastu saranam shobhagasya chabhajanam svagasya sparsabhayoscha sarva medhasya chai vahi. His body's surface is the breeding ground for the active principles of everything and for all kinds of auspicious opportunities. His skin, like the moving air, is the generating center for all kinds of sense of touch, and is a place for performing all kinds of sacrifice. Purport. The air is a moving agent of all the planets, and as such, the generating centers for promotion to the deserving planets, the sacrifices. The air is the moving agent of all the planets and assess the generating centers for promoting the deserving, for promotion to the deserving planets. Supposed to be a period here to put a comma. The sacrifices are his bodily surface and are naturally the origin of all auspicious opportunities. Text number 5. Romanyu bhija jatinam yairava jagnastu sambritaha kesa smarshu smasru Nakanyasya Shila Lobha Lohabra Vidyutam. Translation and purport. The hairs on his body are the cause of all vegetation, particularly of those trees which are required as ingredients for sacrifice. The hairs on his head and face are reservoirs for the clouds, and his nails are the breeding ground of electricity. stones and iron ores. Purport, the polished nails of the Lord generate electricity. I won't elaborate on this. And the clouds rest on the hairs of his head. One can therefore collect all sorts of necessities of life from the person of the Lord, and therefore the Vedas affirm that everything that is produced is caused by the Lord. The Lord is the supreme cause of all causes. There's a very elaborate explanation in, I forget which portion of the Bhagavatam explaining this in connection with this, these descriptions in connection with the material energy, how the material energy from the subtle comes the gross, everything beginning from just like Bhagavad Gita describes, Bhumira punaro vayu kam mano bhudir evata ahankara ityami bhinna prakriti asada. Eight separated material energies of the Lord, beginning with grossest being earth, and then going up to finer and finer, earth, water, fire, air, ether, and then mind, intelligence, and ego. So from ether, sky, sound vibration comes. When one analyzes this whole sequence, one can understand how scientific and how detailed and how much in detail the soul material energy is arranged. And here some insight is given as to or some comparison, all of the different parts of this material cosmos is likened to different parts of the bodily form of the Lord, universal form of the Lord. So Prabhupada makes the point here that actually in this way everything that is existing in this material world is directly connected with the Lord. Everything that we utilize is therefore, we could say, borrowed from Krishna, borrowed from the Lord. everything that exists originates from the Lord, and therefore a devotee has this understanding, develops that vision that everything belongs to the Lord, and therefore is meant to be utilized in the service of the Lord. And therefore, in the Sri Ishopanishad, that warning is given that we should only utilize only what we need, knowing well that everything belongs to the Supreme Lord, and that if we accumulate unnecessarily more than we need, then we are thieves, we are stealing, actually. So this is, Prabhupada explains that actually this vision, this understanding, this description of the universal form of the Lord is to help the neophyte devotees, those who are not able to immediately engage in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, they are advised to meditate on this universal form of the Lord, understanding it to be a representation of Krishna. This material universal form is not an eternal form of the Lord. Although material energy is eternal, but it is not to help us appreciate when one begins, just like we were discussing the other day, when one begins to analyze how this whole material universe is constructed, how it is functioning, it is beyond anyone's conception. It is very mysterious, actually, in so many ways. And it is very wonderful. It is very wonderful because it is created directly. Well, directly means through the different agents, the different incarnations of the Lord. There is the original creation there in the spiritual sky, and then the secondary creation, Bhagavatam, goes very much into details about this creation of the material world. Very elaborate compared, if we compare the modern scientists' understanding of the creation, what is their understanding? What do they call it? The Big Bang Theory. You know, Big Bang Theory is like when you can, there's no comparison to the details that are given in the Bhagavatam, how creation takes place. Of course, they consider that is simply somebody's imagination, because they are in the category of atheists, cannot conceive that some intelligent personality has been able to create. Krishna's creation, creative potency is a very wonderful, very extraordinary. Bhagavatam, certain sections of the Bhagavatam go very much in detail about how, for example, the living entity, when he takes shelter in the womb, Prabhupada explains that how is it possible that such detail is given in from the moment of conception, the description is given in the Bhagavatam. After a few days, what transformations take place, how the different holes, the nine holes in the body, at what stage they actually develop, you see. And at what stage the living entity becomes conscious of his being in somebody's womb somewhere, and realizes, oh my God, I've done it again, you know, I have, due to my negligence, due to my being overly attached in so many ways to this material world and to this body, I'm forced to again take birth in this material world. these descriptions are there to help us appreciate how amazing Krishna is, how he's working, how his energies are working. And like we were reading yesterday at the end, Lord Brahma, or as he describes this universal form of the Lord, Lord Brahma explains to his son Narada that this is inconceivable to me. I'm supposed to be the most intelligent living entity, and Lord Brahma is the most intelligent person created, and he admits that he cannot comprehend, cannot understand how the Lord performs all of these activities. And of course, he naturally offers his different prayers and concludes that the only option is that we surrender to such personality. So for quite a few verses these kinds of descriptions will be given. The Ashwini Kumaras, they are connected with medicines, isn't it? Or herbs. Yeah. Ashwini Kumaras, they're like doctors, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they teach about the Ashwini Kumaras in courses about medicine and or no?
I do the, in the beginning, the history, Ayurveda.
What is the connection, if any, between Dandantari and the Ashwini Kumaras? They're not going to Samadhi. Because in the heavenly planets, in other planets, heavenly planets, all of this knowledge is there, no? They are, because it mentions how at times this knowledge on this planet becomes either forgotten or lost, and then some great personality at some point maybe prays to some demigod, and then that personality again kind of like reveals that knowledge, you know. happens at different times.
They start like that only when Kali Yuga getting started, so many people getting more problems. Sages come to know that this is going to happen, so they are praying Ashwini Kumaras, and then so he comes with knowledge and hands it over to Rishis.
To the Rishis,
yeah.
Yes.
Then they write.
Yes. Yeah. anyone have any insight how it is that the see, Prabhupada says not only he mentions not only the nails but the polished nails.
Mm.
You know, when you polish something, it generates electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Electricity is connected with heat also. No? What is the Sanskrit word or name for electricity?
Pavaka. In Bhagavad Gita they use.
What is the name?
Krishna says Yadgar. Pavakaha in Bhagavad Gita.
Uh-huh.
So proper translate is no electricity in the spiritual world. No sun, no moon, no Tadbhasati Suryam, Vashashanko, no Pavakaha.
Uh-huh.
Proper translate is Pavakaha as electricity.
As electricity.
Here
there's another word. Vidyutam.
Vidyutam
is translated as electricity.
Kannada, they use the same word.
Hindi, Kannada, they use vidyut for electricity.
Ah, vidyut, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Coming from Sanskrit.
Vidyut, eh? Vidyut.
There's a treatment they do like this continuously. You know. Current produces it makes the hair black.
Make the hair black. With what? With nails?
Yeah.
See? Just to see.
It produces electricity?
By rubbing the nails like this.
Do
you like that?
Experimented.
Is it, huh?
Yeah. Very quickly. White hair changed to black.
The person who does it.
Yeah.
Why? They have different this. What is this?
What?
Acupressure.
Acupuncture.
If you press here, you will get something. Some nerve ends are connected to some other things.
Yes.
So if some problem is there, they press here.
Yes, correct.
Things there. And if they to become something like this, they do, you know?
Yeah, black and hair.
Knowledge is connected to electricity.
Says if stands or stand at the end.
first time I hear.
Bald head also starts growing. And that man who was telling that yogi, he told only to do like this. One Mataji did with this also, it seems.
Uh-huh.
And she started getting behavior.
Oh.
Where? In Baba Ram. I told only this one, not this one.
Oh, Ramdev.
You attended that? Ramdev? Ramdev, you attended?
Yeah.
Can be very dangerous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the ship for Chavan Prash, Ashwini Devata told me, he appeared to Chavan Muni and gave the ship.
Oh, the recipe for Chanpras.
Yeah. Yes.
How many ingredients originally in the recipe?
Some people say 56, some are 10, 60.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite high. I mean, it's
yeah.
Most see, I think most companies who make, they generally give a list.
Yeah.
I don't know if they include everything. You were telling that one company or somebody was adding gold and silver or something?
Yeah. Extra <energy.
laughs> making extra attraction. My Chyawanprash has gold and silver.
Challenging extremely.
Jai Gantarachma Bhagavatam ki, Jai Shubhupad ki,
Jai.
Govinda Prabhu called, by the way, and he was mentioning that Rajaram Prabhu is arriving this morning around 8 o'clock in Shimoga. Govinda Prabhu arrived in Shimoga last night, so they were both becoming and should be reaching by noon. So we can expect. Nanda Maharaj may also come, but not sure yet. Because I told him probably next weekend they'll be moving out on that side. So Nanda Maharaj, yeah. So if I go there, then I mean, he was going to come and go back right away, but he's, you know, not so easy. The elderly person who's so anyways, at least two devotees, I mean maybe three, will come.
Manipal boys also.
Manipal boys want to come and meet.